The Briskarov, Rav Yitzchak Zev Soloveitchik, was in the Warsaw ghetto at the time of the Holocaust. He was smuggled out of the ghetto and went to Vilna before the ghetto was destroyed. Smuggling people out of Poland to get to Vilna became a thing. You had to pay the smuggler a fee, and you had to have ID papers to prove that you were a Gentile. Well, the drive from Poland to Vilna was long and very dangerous. It was dangerous because there were hundreds of miles to travel with checkpoints along the way. And at each checkpoint were officials that would check the papers of travelers to make sure that their papers were legitimate. The Rav had papers, but they didn't look professional. So this trip was extremely risky. If his papers were checked and found to be illegitimate, he and his children that were traveling with him could be killed on the spot. He had four sons with him, and he said to them, "The way that we're going to get through this trip is don't stop thinking, ein od milvado, that there is nothing but God. The entire time that we are focused on and connected to Hashem and the fact that there is nothing else but Him, they will not be able to hurt us." So they were going through checkpoint after checkpoint after checkpoint after checkpoint. And at each checkpoint, the guards let them go and didn't check the papers. Until the very last checkpoint, there were a lot of guards there. And one of the guards said, "Stop the car. I want to see the papers." There was great fear because they knew that if the guard sees the paper, that could be it. They could be shot right then and there. So the Briskarov turned to his son and he whispered to him, "Did you stop thinking of Ein Od Milvado?" And he said he did stop because he was frightened. There were so many guards there. So he said, go back to thinking Ein Od Milvado. And what happened next was that the guard that requested the papers, there was another guard standing next to him who said, "Just let them go. I want to get off my shift and go home. I'm so hungry." So at the very last minute, they were saved. And this is what got them to safety. Now, the Briskarov is a descendant of Reb Chaim Volozhin. And Reb Chaim Volozhin, in his work, The Nefesh HaChaim, says the following. Listen to this. Anyone who is facing tsaros or hardship, dangers or enemies, they should be miskaven ein od milvado. They should focus on that there is no koach in the world other than Hashem. The thing or person that wants to hurt me is being pulled by Hashem's strings. So by focusing on ein od milvado, he will be saved from all the tsaros. Rav Chaim Volozhin says this, and he says, you should say these words, ani koveya belibi, ein od milvado. Now let's go back about 3,000 years earlier to when Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock that he was supposed to speak to in order to bring forth water after his sister Miriam died. We're talking about Mei Meriva. So what happened? The water stopped coming. And the nation was complaining bitterly about having no water. And Moshe castigated them. He cried, "Shimon Hamorim, listen now, you rebels." And then he was punished with not being allowed to enter Eretz Yisrael with the nation that he so devotedly and lovingly led for 40 years in the desert. It seems like a huge punishment, no? What exactly was he being punished for? So the Ibn Ezra explains this with a Kabbalistic concept. Listen, when a person's mind clings solely to Hashem, he is then capable of performing miracles. Moshe lost this single-minded devotion to Hashem when he got angry and rebuked the nation for their complaints. He lost it because he was angry. And this loss of concentration on his part was considered a sin because it led directly to a loss of holiness. This right here is the key to living a next-level life. There's a line in Ashrei that we say every day in davening, and I think this sums it up. Karov Hashem lechol karov. Hashem is close to all those that call upon him. Who is he close to? All those that call upon him. So as long as one is focused on him and focused on the fact that there is no anything else, no other power, no other koach other than him, that's it. That's the key to experiencing miracles wherever you go, Just call on him. Call on him all day, every day. Focus on Ein Od Milvado and you will see clearly Ein Od Milvado. There is no other power but him, the one who created you and who continuously creates your life with you.